Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Big change since early morning hours as crude oil was down around $4 or $5 earlier in the session, only down $2 now. Of course, it's consistent that Iran is rejecting ceasefires, depending on who you want to talk to. But then it is a beheaded leadership over there, so who really is in charge? So even if President Trump is talking to the, quote, right people, those right people don't seem to have control of where the firepower is still coming from. So with that, the fighting continues. Also helping recover the grain trade is the rain that was forecasted for the plains into April 9th. That just disappeared on the GFS. It gave up on its dreaming way out there. So wheat's finding that push higher again. Also, E15 was authorized today by the EPA. Not really a surprise. They've been doing that for the last several summers. Not all year round, but at least the summer waivers in place. And of course, we're waiting for hopefully tomorrow the RVO mandate announcements to come out from the White House. Soybean oil, sharp gains up, heading back to recent high values, has soybeans pressing to the upside. So strength all around with the Kansas May wheat up 9.5, 613.5, July gaining 9.25, 629. Minneapolis May are right on its heels, up 8.25, 639.5. July Minneapolis up 7.5, 653.5, while the new crop September up 7.75, 669. Now in Chicago, up 4.75 on the May, 594.75. July up 4 at 606. And in the corn market, May picking up 3.75 cents at 466.25. The corn crush was solid today for the ethanol grind, and so again higher than last week. July corn up 3.75, 476.25. Soybeans, courtesy of soybean oil, May up 123 at 66.96. We have May soybeans up 8.25, 11.63.25. July up 7.75, 11.79.25. November new crop up 6, 11.49.75. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us 701-222-0221. Cattle futures tumbling after a mid-session. The box beef numbers coming up horrendous, down $7 on the down $7.91 on choice, $3.92 even money, select up $2.53 at $3.97.03. Choice is discount $5.03. That means there's just too many fat cattle out there waddling across the scales, along with a demand that's slipping that creates this. It usually doesn't last long, but it implies that everything is not all rosy in Tinseltown. And so cattle under pressure, April down $1.22, $2.34.17, June off $1.22 at $2.33.37, August giving up 97 cents, $2.31.12. In the feeder cattle, April down $1.05, $3.53.40, May off 52 cents, $3.50.17, while August gives up 85 cents, $3.49.37. Hogs down 2 cents on June, 104.02, up 5 cents on the July, 106.05. Gold trade up $158 on the April contract, $4,561. This contract needs to roll to June by next Monday. Delivery is on Tuesday. May silver up $3.24 at $72.81, while the dollar index near unchanged at 99.26. Bitcoin, the March contract up $1,670, $71,025. And crude oil is down on the day, but we're about $4 off morning lows. Inventory report did show a build on the stocks, but it was more about what Iran was continuing to repeat early morning hours that has kept this crude oil market recovering. We're at $90.01 right now on the May contract, $2.34 lower on the session still. But again, $4 off morning lows. Gasoline for May down 13.75 cents. $2.95.5. Again, that's around 8 cents off morning lows. And the diesel fuel contract still down 22 cents a gallon, $3.79.5. That's about 14 cents off morning lows. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider us carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.